oneness and duality, beyond the veil of separation. This reflection traces a journey through philosophy, theology, and psychology, arriving at a single unifying insight. Duality, the perception of separation between self and world, is a functional tool of consciousness, not ultimate reality. When this tool is mistaken for truth, human suffering begins. The inquiry began with a simple but unsettling question: are religious claims provable? We concluded that the skeptical view that humanity created God in its own image remains the most defensible explanation for theological contradictions. Religious rules, moral codes, and divine personalities reflect human psychology, culture, and history more than any objective, universal truth. This realization naturally led to the deeper issue beneath all belief systems. Oneness is not a doctrine or an abstract philosophy across mystical traditions and echoed by modern physics. It is understood as the fundamental reality beneath all appearances. Every star, thought, body, and moment is a temporary expression of a single, seamless field of consciousness and energy. This challenges the very mechanism that keeps us alive. The human mind evolved to survive. To do so, it creates boundaries: I versus other, safe versus threat, good versus bad. This dualistic filtering is necessary for navigating the physical world, but over time, it hardens into a belief that the I is a separate, isolated entity. This belief is the ego. The ego is not evil, it is functional. The problem arises when its perspective is mistaken for reality itself. Once separation is assumed to be real, self-interest becomes logical, conflict becomes justified, dogma becomes contradictory, ethics become conditional. A separate self requires a separate God, often imagined with human fears, preferences, and flaws. The ego, designed for survival, mistakes its tool for truth and traps consciousness in cycles of fear, competition, and division. The resolution is not to eliminate duality, but to see it correctly. Duality is not reality, it is a mechanism. It is how consciousness explores itself. Opposites are not enemies, they are contrasts that make awareness possible. Light is known through darkness. Truth stands out against falsehood. Through division, the one becomes aware of itself as both observer and observed. The universe learns itself by dividing itself into two. Oneness is not the opposite of duality. Oneness and duality are not competing truths. They are one continuous reality viewed from different levels. Duality is the movement of the one. Oneness is the ground that allows movement. Like waves and ocean, form and essence are inseparable. The wave appears distinct, yet it is nothing but water in motion. Likewise, joy and sorrow, life and death, creation and destruction are rhythmic expressions of the same universal substance. Oneness is the hardware. Duality is the operating system. Most human suffering arises when the operating system overrides the hardware, when the ego's narrow focus eclipses the truth of unity. Oneness as the ground of being. Behind every motion is stillness. Behind every sound, silence. Behind every form, the formless. Oneness is the silent field in which all dualities arise and dissolve. Realization does not destroy opposites. It reveals them as complementary expressions of a single truth. This led to a crucial distinction: relative self versus absolute self, who we are, the personality, ego, role, beliefs, temporary and conditioned. What we are: unchanging, non-dual awareness, the substance of existence itself. Religion often fixates on who we are. Wisdom points to what we are. The aim is not to abolish the ego, but to govern it with remembrance. Use the I to function in the world, while knowing the deeper truth, there is only one self appearing as many. Duality is not the problem. Confusion is. Duality is the map, useful, necessary, but limited. Oneness is the territory, vast, indivisible, and real. Life does not require abandoning the ego, it requires refusing to worship it. When awareness holds both truths simultaneously, functional separation and fundamental unity, ethics transform naturally. Compassion ceases to be moral obligation and becomes simple logic. Harming another no longer makes sense when the other is not truly other. The I becomes a servant of the whole. The ego forms through preference, light over dark, pleasure over pain, life over death. But when awareness turns inward and observes even these preferences, identification loosens. The ego is not defeated through rejection. It dissolves through understanding. It is a temporary role consciousness plays within form. Once seen, it loses its power to imprison. When opposites are recognized as necessary to the whole, resistance gives way to reverence. Life stops being a problem to solve and becomes a mystery to experience. Duality is not the absence of oneness. It is oneness expressed through experience, movement and stillness, time and eternity, action and awareness. One field, realization. Awakening is not escape from duality, but harmony within it. Joy and sorrow, gain and loss, birth and death are movements within the same stillness. To live consciously is to allow action without losing peace, form without forgetting formlessness, self without forgetting self. Oneness is not found by seeking. It is revealed by quietly seeing what already is. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean looking at itself through a drop.